Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Wow. Two things that hit me this morning. One is that, you know, Jesus being willing to come down to earth and be fully God and fully man, but fully man in the flesh, to feel what we feel, to be tempted as we've been tempted. He knows what it's like to be hungry. And we, you know, I know what, you know, when I get hungry and sleepy, you know, and I get both those at the same time, I can be a little cranky, right? I can be not the most pleasant person to be around. Let's just say that, to say the least, right? And yet here, you know, Jesus is feeling the same struggles, the same temptations that we are. And yet the first thing he does is, you know, he answers, "It is written." He goes back to scriptures. You know, and that's one of the things that I have to say that I desire so much for my kids and for my own life. Growing up, my parents had me memorize so much scripture, in fact, books of the Bible. And I was thinking a couple years ago, one of the things that I'm the most grateful for, out of all the things that I was as given in childhood, is the scriptures that I memorized. Them having us spend as much time as we did in memorizing verses and quoting them and writing them out and all, so that we could, you know, have them hidden in our hearts. And we see Jesus in the moment of temptation, he goes to the scripture and he says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." So, you know, it is the words of God that are going to be there for us in our time of temptation. And you know what's interesting is we never know when we're gonna need something. And that's why I believe that, you know, I'm such a believer also in personal development. You know, first of all, by God's grace, you know, God helped me to focus on spiritual development, right? Getting in God's word and all. But I'm such a believer in reading and memorizing and all this, because we never know when we're gonna need it. And I know I've been, and I'm sure you've been in these seasons as well, but I have been really, really tempted. I mean, there's been times when I've been tempted that I could have made some major, you know, mistakes that could have altered the course of my life. And having God's word hid in my heart and coming back and quoting the verses that I needed in that time has been the very thing, honestly, I can say that has saved me from making decisions that I could not have resisted the temptation on my own without God's word in my heart. And so it fires me up to want to hide more of God's word in my heart and to make that a priority every day. And so I pray to encourage you as well, because God has equipped us for all that we need, but we've got to get in the scriptures and we've got to use the tools that he's given us. So let's go out there and have a super ultra awesome day as we walk in the confidence of knowing that we have all that we need through him to be able to resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. All right. If you want to hear more episodes of this, you can go to Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark on iTunes or to my blog at beacatalyst.com. God bless.